everything is food. 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. Lakeisha, get it done, done. Lakeisha, get it done, done is in the studio. How are you?
I am great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you are the senior program manager of the Trotter Project, and we are going to get to that in just a moment. But, okay, what movie was that from?
Oh.
Popeye.
Wow. The
1980.
With Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She get her done done, though.
I mean, that's how she gets it done. She knows everything.
Done done. Well, we're going to wait to see that. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to play another one a little bit later. And we'll see where that came from. Anyway, right. I'm off on a complete tangent. So, welcome.
Thank you.
First of all.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Now, Charlie Trotter, in the annals of Chicago fine dining, is right up there at the top. Did you know Charlie Trotter?
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah.
I didn't have the pleasure of meeting Charlie Trotter. I wish I did. Yeah. I hear so many great stories and funny stories about Charlie Trotter, but no, I didn't have the opportunity to.
Okay, then how do you become involved in the Charlie Trotter? First of all, what is the Charlie Trotter Project? Second of all, how did you get involved in it?
Okay, so the Trotter Project is a non-for-profit organization that was started to honor and continue the legacy and philosophies of Chef Trotter.
Mm-hmm.
It was started in 2014 with supporters of his restaurant and of his, you know, of his skills, and also some of his alumni chef and his family started the organization. And the goal was to create and invest in programming and educational opportunities and agriculture education, and also service opportunities and food insecurity to and also to help underserved communities.
Mm.
So when I the organization started in 2014, but I came along in 2017.
Okay.
And that's when the Pillars of Excellence program was created. But
are you a pillar of excellence?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn right. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Darn right I am.
John, this is a family station.
Yeah, I know it is. So the Pillar of Excellence program is applied in some manner to the Charlie Trotter Project. It must have to do, I'm guessing, with food.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Pillars of Excellence program was part of, it was designed to align with some of the pillars that existed in Charlie's philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we focus on scholarships, education, that's culinary education,
yes,
and agriculture education.
Absolutely.
Food. And mentorships and service, because Chef Trotter was all about service. So we definitely had to have that as part of our pillars. Through scholarships, we're able to provide funds for students who want to either continue their education or start their education in culinary arts, baking and pastry, hospitality, and agriculture.
You know, do people apply? How does one get involved?
Well, for the scholarship portion of our program, our scholarship window is usually from December to May 15th.
Uh-huh.
And the application is available online. It's a very simple application. You can visit our website at www.thetrotterproject.org, and we will have a link to the application and all the requirements for the scholarship. And it's a pretty simple scholarship. I mean, I don't require an essay. So, you know, that should help a lot.
Yeah, it would help me.
I do ask for a video. So the requirements is you need a 2.5 GPA,
mm-hmm,
I mean, and resume, transcripts, letter of recommendation, and a video explaining your passion and what your goals are.
For culinary arts,
hospitality, baking and pastry, and agriculture education.
Maybe it's just me, but it seems like over the past 10 years, there has been an explosion of programming on various networks and streaming services and cable stations about food.
Yes.
Whether it's making food or we're going to compete about food.
Yes.
Or you've got 5 minutes to make this. Everybody go. And people are running around going crazy. That's got to enhance the, it makes it more attractive, I would think, for individuals to get into, because it looks, it's not just, what am I saying? It's not just, let's go into a kitchen and figure out what's going on. In this particular case, it's fun. It's like a competition. There's a lot to it.
Well, in that sense, yes.
Yeah.
With the Pillars of Excellence program and what I try to do with our culinary summer camp that mm-hmm. we host for students, I try to show them the different aspects of culinary arts. It's not just being in the kitchen.
Right.
Everyone can be Gordon Ramsay. Everyone right. is not going to be on the show.
Right.
So we try to show them how many things you can do with culinary arts. The founding president, Homaro Cantu, who was also a former chef at Charlie Trotter's restaurant, Homaro Cantu owned Moto restaurant here in Chicago, the Michelin star restaurant.
Absolutely.
He was the founding president of the Trotter Project. And not only was he a chef, he was also like a scientist, a gastronomicist.
Right.
So I like that idea that you can do more things with food besides just cooking it.
Yes.
So we try to introduce our students to different things like food styling, food presentation, mm-hmm. food photography, things of that nature. So it's not just about always being in the kitchen and knowing how to cook, but right. it's also just exploring what culinary means and what it brings to society overall.
Right. Yeah. Years ago, I was on the East Coast, and I can't remember the town, a smaller town in upstate New York, I think it was, but it was the home of the American Culinary Institute or something.
The CIA?
Yeah.
Yes.
The CIA.
Yes.
They were there. They had agents. They were
the Culinary Institute of
America.
America.
Of America, yeah. Otherwise known as the CIA.
They're very good at sneakily cooking up there. Right. They're concocting something.
And I went in, and I went there for dinner. And it was all students.
Yes.
First of all, you'd walk in, and there'd be like these lecture halls that were gigantic, like you would see at any university, but they were all about food preparation. And then obviously the restaurant entailed, hospitality,
yes.
Obviously a service. Then there was the food, the whole experience. And it was great. I was like really blown away. So it's good to hear that there's that kind of level of interest for people who I think should learn more about where good food,
yes.
good food comes from.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Healthy food.
Healthy food.
Food.
You'd be surprised how many people don't know where food comes from.
Oh, I know.
Or how it's grown.
Exactly.
So.
And, I think there's a certain demographic, for lack of a better term,
yes.
where some areas are not served, to coin a phrase, food that is of a healthy nature, a fresh nature.
Absolutely.
And I would believe that this would be a step in correcting that.
And that's what we're striving to do.
Yeah.
Our mission, as I stated before, that's part of our mission to address food insecurity and agriculture education and just food education.
Right.
The communities that we currently serve, we serve three communities within Chicago, which is Englewood, Chicago Lawn, and Austin.
Gotcha.
Each of those communities are considered food deserts.
Yep.
And there's a lack of fresh produce available.
Yep.
So our goal is to, we want to address those issues by creating programs that can help the community and the community itself can continue it on.
Yeah.
So when we started we helped revitalize the community garden at the Montessori School of Englewood.
Yes.
And we went there when we found out that the school had at least 20% homeless rate at the school. So we thought, how can we help address their food issues? Because we know that there's a need for food there. And they were also experiencing some issues with their lunches
yeah.
at the school.
Yeah.
And so they had this, the start of a great garden in the back, but it wasn't being maintained mm-hmm. and nothing was happening there. So we decided that that's how we can help. We can help get this garden, revitalize this garden, get the school involved, get the community involved, and it could become a resource, at least for the community and the school.
Yes, where, around the area where this actual garden is.
Absolutely.
Right.
So we collaborated with the University of Illinois Extension Program. Uh-huh. They have master gardeners who come out to different gardens and do work. And the master gardeners from the Museum of Science and Industry, we were able to work with them, and they came out to the garden and helped make it a beautiful space. The first year they came, we actually won an award for garden and excellence. So we were really surprised. We weren't expecting that at all, but just to see how much that space improved. And then the school, you know, was so grateful, and they informed us that they, you know, would see families come in and eat lunch. Yeah. in the garden,
and
eat healthy food,
right?
And then,
which they don't normally have access to.
I mean, fresh, right from the garden.
Right, exactly. I understand. You know?
Yes.
I get it.
And they're more than welcome to come to the garden and pick what they need. We just ask that they leave the plant and not take the whole plant, but take what you need, you know.
Right.
And that's, the garden is for them. And so,
and it'll grow more.
Exactly. And that's our dream. We hope that it grows more and the community really takes it on and make it bigger, you know. And they're able to maintain it. And so we can continue helping other communities as well.
That's why you are Lakeisha Get-Her-Done-Done. And we'll do more when we come back on 720 WGN. Who is that?
Well, I know this because it's my fiance's nickname for me. The Swedish Chef.
The Swedish Chef from the Muppets.
Yeah,
right.
Because he gets the kitchen all dirty.
That's right.
That's me.
We're talking about the Charlie Trotter Project with Senior Program Manager Lakeisha Dunn. So let's get to the nitty-gritty of the scholarships that you want to talk about, how people can mentor, how people can become involved, and spread your idea of, you know, fresh food and locally grown, you know, in other neighborhoods as well. So
absolutely,
take it away.
All right.
Okay.
Well, just to go back to our scholarships, we do have three scholarships. One is the Hamaro Cantu Scholarship, which is a $10,000 scholarship awarded to students who are studying culinary arts, baking and pastry, and hospitality. Mm-hmm. This scholarship was named after the founding president of the Trotter Project. And as I said, he was a chef and a gastronomicist, and mm-hmm. he did amazing things. So it's just fitting that we named a scholarship after him. The other scholarship is the Pursuit of Excellence Scholarship. This scholarship is awarded to non-traditional students. So if you are someone who is not a high school senior entering college, or if maybe you had to take a year off or a semester off and have to return to school, this scholarship is designed for those students or current college students who need additional funds to continue school. Our new scholarship, and I'm sorry, and that scholarship is up to $10,000, and it varies depending on the student's needs. The new scholarship that we introduced this year is the Farmer Lee Jones Scholarship. This scholarship means a lot because it's part of our Farm to Classroom and initiative. And so Farmer Lee Jones is this amazing farmer that Chef Trotter had a relationship with. He owns the Chef's Garden Farm in Ohio. But him and Charlie really were kind of, they started the farm-to-table movement. So what would happen is that Farmer Lee Jones would grow specific produce and vegetables just for Charlie Trotter. Mm-hmm. And he does that for numerous of chefs around the world. So Farmer Lee Jones is an amazing farmer, and he grows amazing produce. And he also supports the Trotter Project. We was able to work some things out where we were able to get some produce from him during the pandemic and to help with our food distribution program during the pandemic. But when we because of our Farm to Classroom initiative, and we see where we're going, we knew that adding the agriculture scholarship would be important, and we had to name it after Farmer Lee Jones because
of what he does.
Right.
Because and of what he really, does. How many people in the Chicagoland area have actually ever been to a real farm?
Not many.
Exactly.
Not many.
Right.
And they're around.
They're around.
They're very close. They're not all just like in very rural areas. They're,
but still, they're it's around. Not an experience that a lot of people have.
Absolutely.
And even the realization, you know, that food doesn't come in a can.
Right.
It comes from a farm or the ground or somewhere else. I mean, that's got to be like an unbelievable light bulb going on in somebody's mind.
Absolutely. We during our summer camp, we have taken students to the edible gardens at the Lincoln Park Zoo. And so our students are able to eat fresh, like taste some of the herbs and things that are growing right there.
Yeah.
And you just see their faces light up because they've never tried anything like
exactly.
that. And then sometimes they've never eaten directly from the plant or the ground.
Right.
So it's rewarding, and it's fun to see them learn new things about food, and they get excited, you know, about food.
That's good to hear. I can just have this fantasy of a graduate, you know, years down the road, he's out to dinner, she's out to dinner with family at some really fancy restaurant. The waiter comes over. Let me tell you what we have for today, and he goes on about infusions and this and blah blah blah, and your graduate is there. Oh, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that recommendation. I think I'll have the red snapper. I don't know.
I know it definitely helps me. You know, I don't have a culinary background. So being a part of the program, and I'm learning right along with the students.
Yeah.
So when they're in summer camp and we're learning how to, you know, cut. And we're learning our knife skills, and we're learning what different herbs and things do. I'm right there paying attention, making notes, and learning how to cut properly as well with the students. So it's been a fun ride.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. And hopefully we can keep in touch for the future, because
absolutely
I love this. This
absolutely.
Is a great thing.
Well, before I go, I do want to share a gift with you. We have a couple of cocktails from our Trotter Project brand.
Cocktails?
Yes.
Wait a minute. We got to go, though. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But you know what? I'll let everybody know.
Got it.